Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Chasing Sunsets. Sorry, it has been a fucking day. It's the Game Awards, I was watching that, it's kind of hyped. Don't want to talk about that right now, maybe later. Let's get started. Make an offer on the action figure. I was told that we're going to make an offer on the action figure, so the commenter, Sam I Am, he was the one that said, yeah, make an action figure and they can have a son and call it Guitar Solo. Okay, that works for me. I think that's a Family Guy joke anyway. Let's go ahead and do it. I could go as high as 10 for the toy. Sold. All sales final. You hand a bill to Egg with feigned reluctance. You're lucky I'm in a rush. I don't have time to look for something better. Or something even in the ballpark, apparently. Shh, let's go. After you're safely on the road, Mallory examines the rear of the van inquisitively. You know, the exterior just doesn't do the right factor of this van justice. Is that a waterbed? And a disco ball? Really? If you see a blacklight button, do not press it. So, you know that toy I just bought? Oh, the one that has me questioning everything I thought I knew about you? It's an original 1978 first issue with a small head, worth $2,500 factory sealed. No way! Yup, this guy's worth $800 easy. When we were kids, Jay never let hers out of her sight. I'd take it back then, sell the doll and buy her a toy so she can keep her... Sell the doll and buy her a toy she can keep in her underwear drawer. She's my sister, not my girlfriend. And it'll stay like that if you keep buying her toys she won't play with. Look, there's the airport. The wind's starting to pick up. Shit's about to get real. Jorge Alvarez International Airport in the Republic of Tonalu. By the time you enter the airport, Mallory is visibly worried. I hope she had a smooth flight. Amanda doesn't travel well. Lisa's a big girl. She can wait. Mallory looks unsurprised for a moment before responding. That's very sweet, Grim. I'd love for you to meet her. Here comes the butt. She gives you a sarcastic look, but her tone is reassuring. But she just had a rough day, and I want to ease her into all of this. You clutch at your heart dramatically. Oh, how quickly I've been replaced. Oh, are you jelly? Too soon. Laughs. You'll meet her soon. Besides, we still have to finish our rematch. That'll be interesting. So then what's the plan? I'll just take Amanda to the annex to meet Sophie. So this is goodbye, I guess. Mallory leans in and kisses you softly on the lips. For now, but I'll be thinking a lot about our next hello. You watch her stride off towards the other end of the airport before looking at the arrivals display. Hey cutie, it's almost midnight and I'm in bed thinking about you. What is it about us and bad weather? Last time we got a blizzard, and today it's a cyclone. I saw something about that on the news. You stay safe, you hear? Yeah, but I'm in a bit of a rush. Gotta prep the boat for the storm. You never did meet a hard day's work you didn't like. That's more the measure of a man than what he keeps in his wallet. Well, I'll be damned. This was definitely written by a man. I don't know a woman alive that would say that. Though I spent a lot of time thinking about something else you keep in your pants. I know what you were hoping for, but I didn't feel right doing Ray dirty like that. He's a good man, and he's always shot straight with me. Seems he's worked through any suspicions he had. Said you were like a son to him yesterday. You're always welcome back here in the event you ever need work. Seems like that would be tempting fate. I don't know. I love him, but the fire's gone out. Never have problems starting one with you. You know, I've done this in real life. Look, it's none of my business, but Ray's one of the good ones. I didn't say that, but I did say, hey, you've been with this man for 20 years. No shit. You've been with this man for 20 years, and, you know, you keep talking about, well, I can't do this thing and that thing and this thing, and I feel that I was too young when I got married. And I said, well, you know, you guys need to come to a kind of an ultimatum. You need to get together and figure out, you know, what's going on in your relationship. And, you know, you need to be firm with him. You've been together for 20 years. If something's not right, you need to say something. And, you know, she finally changed her tune because she was trying to cheat on me, or cheat on him with me. And I didn't want nothing to do with it. She said, oh, we're not really together, but the common law marriage states that they've been together for 20 years. They've been living together for 20 years. And it's in a common law state, so they are technically married. So I said, you need to fix that problem. Now, I don't know if she found some other guy to mess around with or whatever, but, I mean, I just was real with her. And I said, look, I don't want any part of this. You need to fix your shit with your husband, even though you don't think he's your husband. So, yeah, this is a thing that happens to guys. Obviously, she's got a husband. She wants him because he's young and hung and... Same thing that I had with the other girl, you know, and had to tell her no. Like, I know there's an option to leave him, but I'd never fucking do that because Ray seems like a good guy. And of course, you know, she told me, oh, my boyfriend is, he's violent and all this other stuff, and he's a former military guy, and he's a big guy. I looked at the guy. He didn't look like a big dude or a big military guy. And I mean, if he's violent, I can't just trust her on her word. Be like, oh, he does. I mean, that's literally what she says. I don't know. Again, women will say a lot of shit on the internet to get a response from somebody, especially if they think they can manipulate them. And it sucks that it has to be that way, but sometimes that's the way it is, you know. If she thinks she can get something to happen on the side, she'll say whatever in the hell she can to make it happen. To make you feel sorry for her. Or to make you believe that man for what she considers a better option. You know, the monkey branch. Unfortunately, I mean, the red pill, I mean, it's true. I know some people want to move past the red pill, but I really don't think you can because this stuff kind of happens. Like, it does. I hate to say it. It happens. Not all the time. But a lot of times you come up with these situations. I know. But could I live with this lie? No. That's why you have to talk to the man. Guilt was the price of admission. Just do right by him going forward. He's worth it. And the difference between me and the guy I'm talking about and Grimm and the guy he's talking about, Ray, they know each other. He can vouch for Ray being an actually good dude. Like, just because they had their little fling or they had some kind of feelings doesn't mean she needs to throw all that away for this young man. I don't think that's worth it. I think it's a really stupid thing to do, you know. Women just, I don't know why they do that. If there's one thing, you know, they say, like, I remember when I was young, they said when you go to heaven, like, all your questions would be answered. And it's like, okay, well, God has to explain why women just all of a sudden decide to just, okay, everything's going fine, but, I like this young guy over here. It's like, yeah, but you're in this great relationship with your husband. It's like, why are you gonna ruin something that's going good, right? I mean, this is going good. You know, he's a good guy. You know, you raise the kids well. Everything's going good. And all of a sudden, he's like, well, let me just fuck all this up for no reason other than, I guess, I don't know, the guy has a larger dick or he's young or something. I don't know what it is. It's weird. And then, of course, you have these new things where, I mean, I've been reading about where the woman will be like, okay, I divorced the man, so now I'm going to just go find a bunch of young guys to bang and be a cougar. Because that's a thing that's going on. I mean, there's definitely a lot of articles I have mentioned with that. If not just that, it's the OnlyFans. Which, again, is a place where people have been known to meet up, according to the BBC. BBC marked it as one of the main spots that people have been using to hook up with each other. So, yeah, that's a thing. People are definitely hooking up on OnlyFans. Do not fucking doubt it. Hey, I'm supposed to be the wise one here. You've given me a lot to think about. You know, with me off the market, I might consider letting you date Ricky. I don't know if it's hot or disturbing that you saw it as a competition. You were so kind and gentle with her in the cabin. She couldn't have had a better first time. Oof! I did not know Mama was watching. Fuck, you knew? You really thought I'd sleep through my daughter having an orgasm a foot away? Oof. I'm so sorry. You should be. I've been so worked up, my poor clit looks like it's married to Ike Turner. Who? Now, I'm not sure if I missed an opportunity or had a narrow escape. Don't overthink it. I'm just saying I'm okay with you dating Ricky. But do a horny old woman a favor and leave the door cracked? How do I not overthink that? Anyway, gotta run. Let me know how it goes with Ray. Lisa's terminal is right across the way. You sit down and look out the windows at the worsening weather. Gonna be a bumpy ride. You wait patiently as rain begins to fall. The first crack of thunder rumbles through the airport. A few minutes after the scheduled arrival time, Lisa's plane lands hard and lurches down the runway. Shit, that was a rough landing. At the gate, you watch unsettled passengers disembark and disperse to baggage claim. Did she miss her flight? You're about to call George when a visibly ill Lisa groans and grasps the gate pillar. Sick as a dog now. Gonna vomit. You okay, Lisa? Need me to hold your hair? Lisa shoots you a queasy glare. Three airline tequilas followed by a controlled crash on an empty stomach. Story checks out, your plane landed ugly. Lisa's eyes narrow as she appraises you. Doesn't look like Sarah left us much to work with. I'm sure that's how everything looks from way up there at the top of the bell curve. A flicker of appreciation and interest appears on the older woman's face. A subtle riposte, measured delivery. You almost even stuck the landing. Did I hear you say you haven't eaten anything? I still have a half-eaten sandwich here. It's pulled pork and kimchi, but it's still warm because I left it on the heated seats. Lisa's face goes pale and she begins to look around frantically for a trash bin. Blech, blech. With iron will, she regains control mid-heave and regards you suspiciously. Oh, very well played. Seems I have something to work with after all. Yeah, probably more than you bargained for. Wait till you meet Jade. Anyway, baggage claim is this way. Seriously, you picked me up at Pedo Bear's mobile headquarters? It's not mine. Long story. How is this not an active crime scene right now? That question is even harder to answer once you get inside. Lisa peers at the rear bumper, pursing her lips in thought. If you're gonna ride my ass, at least pull my hair. Damn! Well, at least it says the things we're all thinking. Oh, Jesus Christ, I didn't even see that earlier. After loading her luggage, you climb behind the wheel. It smells like Sasquatch fucked a bag of takeout in here. Yeah, well, so does the owner. Let me run the air. Thanks, that's better. Weather's going downhill fast. The roads are gonna suck. Wait, before we go... Huh? I've heard a lot about Jay, but I don't know a thing about you. We really should get this stuff back to the yacht. If I'm gonna put time into you, I need to know what I'm dealing with. We can talk and drive. What do you need to know? For starters, why did you run away? As you're about to put the van into gear, her question stops you cold. That's personal. Now it's professional. You might just do it again when the going gets rough. This is different. The details might be, but my concern isn't. I'll ask one more time. Why did you run away? I was in love with someone I shouldn't have been. Sounds like an overreaction unless... Wait, was it another guy? What? No, a girl from the wrong family. What was the price of staying? I don't know. Give me your best guess. A permanent rift between me and the people I love the most. Ooh, I know who her model is. Do you know who her model is? I know who her model is. It's just a different color. But it's definitely, what's her name from, Being a Dick? I think that's definitely her. Lisa searches your face intently for a moment. You rehearsed that. You almost fooled me. Fuck, what do you want from me? The actual truth hiding behind that half-truth. You're silent for a moment, unsure of what she's driving at. Suddenly, Suddenly, the words come unbidden, almost if spoken by somebody else. We weren't ready to face it. If we'd acted on it then, it would have ended badly. So you left because? If it was ever going to really work, I knew we both had some growing up to do. That was the real truth. Interesting. You're not going to ask who she was? Nope. The who is none of my business. The why is. Great, can we get going now? One more thing. Let's talk about our whistleblower. Oh, right. I forgot you've been in the air. Ah, you figured it out then. Yeah, it's a guy Jay saw for a bit in high school. It ended messy. Do you have a name? Christian Mendez. I guess he worked out of the Boston office mailroom. Huh, you got the wrong guy. I don't think so. He ambushed Jay at the airport before serving papers to George. I remember him from his interview. I'm telling you, he's not our guy. Wait, you hired him after what he did to Jay? Do you think HR keeps a secret, do not hire list of family enemies? That's cute. Probably not, but why are you so ready to give him a pass? Logic, he's not on the witness list. Wow, no shit? He's still balls deep in this somehow. Back to square one, I guess. Listen to what I'm saying. I received the whole witness list this morning. Now it's just a matter of matching a name on it with an employee record. You never needed our help then. Not true. Now I know something I wouldn't have otherwise. What's that? Mendez stuck around for a few months and then resigned. So if he was a mole, he didn't work out. They had to replace him. But the question is, why didn't he work out? So there's a brain under those gym muscles after all. When I inherit the company, you're so fired. You know that, right? Lisa laughs delightedly for the first time since you met her. There's the lion I hoped was in there. Keep your eye on the prize. Now let's get the big bang bus on the road. Whoops. Now let's get the bang bus on the road before it's reported missing in the internet riots. That's funny. MV Sunset, 2 hours later. Grim, when did you get back? A little over an hour ago. Captain kept you busy? Understatement of the year. As soon as I tie up one thing, he's got me on another. Is that why I got the shower in peace? I need to buy that man a beer. Did you forget you've already taken one? I bet little Grim didn't. As much as I love discussing my junk with my sister, I should find something to do. Lisa's all situated and got the supplies stowed. Want to split what's left on your list? I think we're pulling into the hurricane hole now. There shouldn't be much left to do. Jay looks unsteady and exhausted for a moment. I hope there isn't anyway. By the way, have you seen a little green boutique bag laying around? No, but my vision is based on movement, like a T-Rex. Jay feigns shocked enlightenment and jiggles her breast, which immediately captures your eye. Theory checks out and explains so much. Cute. I haven't seen a boutique bag, but I'll grab it for you if I do. No, no, I mean, I'll keep looking. I'm sure it'll turn up. Thanks for making me lunch. Jay brightens and her usual energy returns. Hopefully it was edible. It was perfect. Did you... Yeah, I read it. Jay blushes and fidgets for a moment before emerald eyes connect with yours. I'd like to talk some more when things calm down. You know where to find me. I'd better find the captain. I'll come find you later. Jay gives you a warm smile before heading off briskly to her room. Just as you step onto the wind-lashed deck, every light on the boat suddenly winks out. That can't be good. Shit, are the engines dead too? Oh, Grim! Looking up, you see an uncharacteristically grim Captain Oliver waving you down. Captain! We've just lost both engines! We're running on battery! Stepping onto the bridge, you find the captain focused on a display panel. There's no reception on VHF. I need that radio for the Mayday. Oliver is all business, and you notice his accent all but disappears under pressure. What can I do? As he tends the wheel, the captain tosses you a radio. The antenna on the mast that looks like a little house. Please tell me its condition. You ponder the risk for a moment as the wind and sea batter the sunset with increasing fury. I'll have a look. Mercy. You climb onto the superstructure and look for the safest path up to the mast. Without engines, the boat's gone sideways in the chop. Ride's getting rough. One wrong step and I'll either break my neck or go for a swim. You pull yourself up, and luckily it only takes a moment to locate the antenna. Could you tell me what you see, Grim? Antenna's fine. Looks like the connector got ripped from the socket. Secure it, please. As you fumble with the connector, you see a familiar flash of red out of the corner of your eye. What are you doing, sis? You glimpse Jay chasing a small wind-blown sack across the deck before you reconnect the VHF. Done, Oliver! It's reconnected! Before Oliver can reply, you feel the yacht lurch violently. To your shock, the horizon begins to tilt. Gripping the VHF antenna, you see deck furniture tumble across the deck as the boat lists to port. Crash! Jay! You scan the deck apprehensively, but there's no sign of your sister. Captain, do you have eyes on Jay? Sorry, Grim, I'm a little busy right now. Suddenly, you feel the vibration of the marine diesels again, and the deck lights blink on. Hey, pretty boy. Power's restored. Get down from there. You'll get yourself killed. I think Jay went overboard. What? You and Lisa peer intently into the churning black water, looking for any sign of life. Oliver! Man overboard! Whoops. The yacht shudders as the screws churn and struggle to pull it off the sandbar. Then you see her. You lock eyes with Jay for a split second before she's pulled under. Wow, there's one at the bottom that says people vanish at sea all the time. Suddenly, the sounds of the storm retreat and a half-remembered voice from long ago returns. I'm safe wherever you are, Grim. You know that, silly. Your reaction is pure reflex as you leap from the mast onto the passageway. Not today. Not like this. Ignoring the twisted mass of deck chairs blocking your path, you vault down to the pool deck. She just went under again! Reaching the railing, you dive without hesitation into the angry sea. I gotta watch out for those props. You pierce the water like a dart, the tropical warmth of it soothing in spite of your panic. Stinging on contact with salt water, your eyes struggle to adjust in the dimness. There! As the light in Jay's eyes goes out, you lunge towards her outstretched hand. She's too deep, I can't! No! I'm not leaving you behind again! Once Jay is pulled back on board, Oliver apprehensively places his ear near her face. She's not breathing, but she has a weak pulse. Do you know how to perform rescue breathing? Yeah. Good. Would you please begin while I notify the Coast Guard? As you set yourself to your task, Jay's eyes fly open and a jet of seawater gushes from her mouth. Thank God! You roll her gently to the side to help her eliminate any remaining water. You bring your lips close to her ear as you feel her hand grip you. I thought I lost you. Soon, Jay is able to sit up weakly. Oof, I must have hit my head on the way in. You gave us quite a scare, Miss Jay. In spite of everything, Jay manages a weak smile. No faith in your crew, Captain. Au contraire, but the sea, she is a fickle mistress. Still, Grimm was indeed very brave. He did not hesitate. Maybe your fickle mistress just underestimated Grimm. That seems to be the theme of the day. That was borderline heroic. It's not heroic if there was no other choice. It was a little heroic. Uncomfortable at the sudden attention, you don't see Lisa pick up on Jay's adoring stare. Lisa interrupts the sudden awkwardness by handing out towels. Captain, we hit something. Are we sinking? No, we struck sand, but that does not mean the sunset is unscathed. I'm more concerned about the damage to this one at the moment, however. I think I nearly dry drowned. Dry what? My larynx sealed up reflexively. I can't feel water in my lungs. Oh shit, my phone! Looks like it's still working. Grim, would you please see your sister to her quarters? Keep an eye on her tonight and notify me if she takes a turn for the worse. As you carry Jay down to her quarters, she feels light as a feather. Approaching her door, you feel her nuzzle against you with a sigh. I would have jumped straight into the ocean on day one if I knew this would happen. Don't get used to it. This is a one-time good deal. Jay snaps a selfie on her phone before you have time to react. Now it's a whenever I unlock my phone good deal. God, I hope you didn't get my face in the shot. You hear the telltale sound of a text being sent. And you sent it to someone. Tear Bear. Why am I even carrying you? You clearly have the energy to fuck with me. Because you love me. I love you more when I'm not wearing you like a backpack. Spoken like someone who hasn't explored all of this backpack's features. We're here. I'll step out while you change into some dry clothes. I'm still pretty woozy. Do you mind grabbing me a nightshirt out of that drawer? Sure, sis. You look in the drawer only to find it empty. There's nothing in here. Looking back at Jay, you're surprised to see she's already sitting under the covers. You shouldn't sleep in damp clothes. Wasn't planning on it. That's when you notice Jay's soggy outfit in a pile on the floor. Wait, you're... Wondering if you'd fall for the cuddle with me because I'm cold trick in the tropics. You feel a strange tightness in your chest as the weight of the moment sinks in. I should go. Big storm. I declare an emergency bed for it. You can't be serious. Do you even remember the password? Nope, but this fort has a strict no damp clothing policy. Choose wisely. Let me go get changed. I invoke the proximity clause of the bed fort pack. The proximity what now? Jay clears her throat dramatically. Once an emergency bed fort is declared, no party may leave until the storm is over. Wait, have you been planning this for 16 years? Maybe. Just to make absolutely sure I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yes, I just asked you to take off those damp rags and ride out this storm with me. Phrasing. Are we still doing phrasing? I think your fort has a lot more clauses than mine did. You won't know until you're inside. Hey, phrasing. You undress self-consciously in front of Jay, who relishes your discomfort. Dude, stop acting like you're about to get a prostate exam. You perved on me this morning. You flip Jay off. Did you get a concussion from your spill? How many fingers am I holding up? There's that next level pillow talk that's going to get Chief Tanaka to drop her panties. It's five fingers. No, it's four fingers. I'm sorry, reminded of 1984 just a little bit. You dim the overhead lights before joining her on the bed. Classic you, blanket hog. Gonna share some of that comforter? Scoot in closer and I'll think about it. Jay quickly covers you both up and you feel electricity in every incidental contact of her skin. Hi. We haven't been close like this since she tackled me for stealing her diary. Wow. What? I never thought we'd be like this again. Everything feels like it's holding its breath. Yeah. Almost on cue, a rumble of thunder shakes the yacht. The bed got bigger, but the fort's gonna feel a lot smaller unless we get creative. Almost casually, one of Jay's bare legs brushes up against yours. I bet you uphold your perfect record of being the first one to fall asleep. I'm wide awake. I almost lost everything tonight. Both surprised and touched by the raw emotion in your voice, Jay smiles. I knew you would come for me. Everything that's happened until now has led us here. Yeah, but where is here? We can figure that out together. Did you have something in mind? We can start by getting what we've been holding back out in the open, even if it hurts. Do you think we're ready for that? I want to be. Maybe that's enough. Should I start? Yeah, I won't know my odds of surviving this talk until you establish a baseline. I was a wreck after you left. I almost came after you. What? I came home from summer break in the first year and overheard Dad and George talking. You were in Bangkok, with David, I assume. Huh, that was just a few months after we met. I packed a few days of clothes into a gym bag and called Tar to take me to the airport. Is this a bad time to joke about how many firsts we shared with Tara? Yes, it is. Anyway, glad that's out of the way. Your turn! You sure about this? Once the genie's out of the bottle, there's no putting it back. Not really, but let's give it a try and see how it goes. What, myself on your phone? Do you know why I left? I think so. You left some clues. And Tequila Tara isn't as sneaky as she thinks she is. But I want to hear you say it. Well, you've read my journal, so you probably figured out I was... Spoiler alert, you idiot. I was in love with you, too. Hindsight, I guess. It seems stupid pretending it wasn't there. Beyond dumb. If you knew and I knew, why did we let it tear us apart? See, this is what keeps me awake at night. Why couldn't we just get over ourselves? If you let me finish, I'll tell you how I saw it. I knew. If it happened back then, neither of us was ready for it. What's the worst that could have happened? We try and fail? You broke Mom and Dad's hearts out of fear? That's not like you. No. Jay looks away in pained silence before speaking in a quavering voice. You broke my heart too, Grim. Trying and failing is the worst thing that could have happened. You chickened out because it wasn't a sure thing? Life doesn't give guarantees. No, I knew I wanted it all with you. Not some teenage summer fling. Every bit of you, spaghetti face, throat punches and all. And I knew you were worth waiting for. Jay stares at you in stunned silence. Her mouth moves as she struggles for words. You're right. It would have ended badly. Yeah, joke's on me, though. Now we've been apart for so long, been so out of touch. I've tried so hard to forget, and you spent so long angry at me. Grim, I don't even know if what I ran away to protect even exists anymore. Jay smiles reassuringly in response. If it does, we'll find it. You feel Jay's soft breath on your face as her body heat reveals her closeness. Oops, excuse me. This is overwhelming. The intimacy of us just talking like this. Sorry about that, guys. Your turn. What do I know that you wouldn't? Oh, Christian is asexual. Or at least he was when you punched his ticket. I didn't know that. What are you talking about? He literally tried to rip... Yeah, he did. And his father's an alcoholic asshole who beat him for being gay. Oh, shit. Not sure if he was too stupid to know the difference or just didn't care. Still, that doesn't just... I've gone to the nurse's office for an ice pack, and he was there with a cigarette burn. Oh, shit, I didn't know that. Alright. I was just nice to him. It didn't take long before he opened up about things. You did see his license plate, right? That's Weinstein level creeper right there. Alright. Hold on. Yeah, I'm about to do something. Give me a minute, guys. I know, right in the middle of the thing. But I promise you will like what I am doing here. Just give me a minute. I think it's... Alright. I'm gonna do this real fast. Doing something for tomorrow. Alright. Here we go. Here we go. Alright. Alright. Let's go. Alright. I have to remember to change that for the first. Okay. Because of that, you guys are gonna get being a dick tomorrow. When a guy says he's swimming in pussy, how much do you think he's getting? Then how do you explain what happened at the house? His dad kicked him out. He needed someone to talk to and someplace safe to do it. Safe? What if I hadn't come home right then? Jay looks haunted. It would have changed everything. I'd have handled him, and you wouldn't have left. I'm not excusing what he did, Grim, but he must have thought that if he had sex, he could prove his dad wrong. Something like that. Fuck, I wish you didn't tell me. Let's not talk about stuff that makes hating him harder. It's easy as breathing for me. I hate him with the fury of an exploding star, but not for that. What he did led to what happened at the party, and our family was never the same again. Let's change the subject. It's your turn anyway. I need to come clean about something. I guess I asked for this. Give me your worst. I read your text with Christian. That was the moment I knew I was leaving home. I'm not even mad. I wondered how you found out. I point out casually you invade my privacy, but you really want to go there? Anything else from my journals you want to talk about? Touché, and this is your confession. Truth is, I blocked myself on your phone. Wait, what? I blocked myself on your phone. You feel your heart sink as Jay's face betrays a glimpse of her old fury. Why? Because I didn't trust myself not to call you. And I was right, because I did try to call, but that's where things got sticky. By the time I got my shit together, I couldn't think of a way to undo it. Jay closes her eyes and concentrates, as if willing her walls to not to come up. You could have told Mom or Tara or George or sent an email. And then what? Were you ready to talk? Excuse me. And then what? Were you ready to have that talk? I sure wasn't. You needed to focus on becoming a doctor, and I needed to stay out of your way. You don't get to make those kinds of decisions for me. That's how we got here to begin with. The raw anguish in Jay's eyes is more painful than the truth in her words. Too much honesty. I should have taken this to my grave. Still, she deserved to hear it from me instead of Tara. You steel yourself for a rage. Instead, she just touches your face. Grim, I forgive you. What? I've hurt you too. Wait, I unload that on you and now you're saying we're even? No, I'm saying being close to you again is more important than keeping score. Besides, what I said to you and Dad at the party will haunt me forever. That was forgiven before I even left the room. Jay doesn't say anything but presses her shaking body against yours. Enough fireside chat. You called a bed for it. If we're gonna do this, we're gonna do it right. Giggle. What are you doing, step bro? Oh no. I mean, it's true. It's true. You did not just go there. Giggle. You pull the covers over your heads and turn on your phone's flashlight. That's better. Another rumble of thunder shakes the yacht. Our fort seemed a lot bigger the last time we did this. Not that I mind. Let's give talking a rest. We covered a lot of ground. Yeah, but I reserve the right to declare another bed fort soon, though. This isn't Boston, though. With clothes, it gets stuffy quick. We can make the clothes thing a new clause. Just don't make it weird. So, mentioning renewed is weird, but cuddling with you naked isn't. Jay wraps one of her toned legs over yours and pulls herself close. It only has to make sense to us. Besides, I just had a near-death experience. Concessions are in order. This is so intimate, yet somehow not really sexual. The old attraction's still there, but it's not in the driver's seat. I thought this was going down another direction, but this is a night. But this is nice. I miss this. As her warmth and scent surround you, a familiar tingle returns to your stomach. I didn't understand this feeling the last time we did this. You reminisce without speaking, content as the winds wreak havoc outside. The entire length of Jay's body pressed against yours feels somehow familiar and natural. Grim. Sleepy, sis. You can go back to your bed when it's safe. We're in my bed this time, silly. I'll take first watch. Jay waits until your breathing deepens and she thinks you've drifted off. I'm still safe wherever you are, Grim. Snore. Oh, that is nice. So they didn't do anything. They just... That... I like that. That was a good scene. Lenani rages through the night, but has moved far west when the tropical sun peaks above the horizon. Lisa cracks the door cautiously with a concerned look on her face. She stares in surprise at the two of you laying intertwined on the bed. The door closes again and she's gone. As the door closes, the quiet click of the latch causes Jay to stir. He's still here. God, I could get used to this. She reaches out and traces her fingertips along your chest. He was in good shape in high school, but this is on a whole other level. She leans inward and kisses you softly. I'd almost forgotten that grim smell. No soap, no cologne, just him. Good Lord. I don't know about that. I mean, pheromones are one thing, but... Jay's finger toe... No, we're not doing that. She doesn't have finger toes. Jay's fingertips continue their light dance along your chest as she ponders. The bed fort was clever, but I won't be able to play that card again. I thought I knew what was going to happen, but now I'm not so sure. Her hand hovers over your belly, her middle finger circling your navel. It's because of what he said. He wanted a future with me once. You fidget in your sleep as Jay inadvertently tickles you. Who thinks like that when they're only 18? Jay. Shh, go back to sleep. I thought that way, and I would have walked in the next morning and blown our chance. As her thoughts wander, her fingers follow suit, and they stray into uncharted territory, folks! Oh my god, that's his... And it's hard! Jay stares at your erection with a mixture of fascination and shock. I think it was hard in the shower yesterday morning, too, but he was covering it. And I saw just the tip in the hallway. Fuck, why does it have to be such a nice one? No, I won't be able to get it out of my head. That's what all the ladies say to me. Why does it have to be such a nice one? The guy's an asshole. Grim, you awake? Reassured that you're asleep, her hand creeps stealthily back towards it. I'll just jump overboard and swim into the props if he wakes up. This is fine. Biting her lips, she encircles your cock tenderly with her slender fingers. Good lord, I know I can talk tonight. Oh my god, I can feel his heartbeat in it. Even in slumber, your body reacts. You grow even larger in her hand. He's big. Really big. Her body responds with a familiar tingling sensation below. Did I expect anything less? It's so warm and I love how it pulsates in my hand. Good. This thing would fill me all the way up. Jay's other hand absently slides down to her moistening sex. Her index and middle fingers part as they slide slowly past her clit. Fuck. Oh god, I want to feel that inside me. What an incredible cock. If he woke up right now, I'd fuck his brains out. Pant. Not gonna last long like this. I want to make him feel good too, but I can't. I don't think there's any way I can take care of him without waking him up. Jay's nipples harden until it's nearly painful at the simple thought of you erupting in her hand. An involuntary contraction grips her first intruding finger. Whimper. I'm sorry. You just have to imagine it. Wow, just the thought of getting him off almost took me over. Again, her vaginal muscles her vaginal muscles contract around her finger unbidden. Jay stares at the fingers of her other hand wrapped around your shaft in wonder. Oh god, I have to stop or I'll wake him up for sure. Again, her body clenches around her finger, even stronger than before. And I'll slide him through my hand, feeling every throb as it builds. Moans softly. You'll have to imagine it. Handjobs don't usually do anything for me, but this is fucking hot. He's even harder than he was. I think he's gonna wake up to a mess. A second finger slips into her flooding folds and triggers another contraction. I can feel the tension building up in his body. God, I want to feel him finish inside of me. Jay's pussy grips her fingers so powerfully her back arches. I thought it was her sex. In her fevered state, her hand unconsciously began stroking you. I want him to explode on me. In me. I want him in every way I can have him. Jay's entire body shakes as her orgasm is unleashed. She planks as her toes curl and her thighs pin her fingers inside her. You know, I've read why people's toes curl, and it has to do with evolutionary stuff. Basically, they say that sex was evidently had with apes, like, and you know, they would hang on the trees, and the toes would curl so that you didn't fall off the tree branch. No shit. Like, go look that up. You'd think I'm crazy till you look at that, but that's why the toes curl during sex. That's so you don't fall off the tree branch. Does that mean humans can fuck in trees? Yeah, technically, I guess there were humans that did that. Long, long ago. It won't stop. In ecstasy, Jay is oblivious to her other hand frenetically stroking you. You awaken to a shaking bed and the sound of Jay gasping softly. The earthy scent of a familiar aroused musk pervades your senses. Not that one. At the same time, you feel the unmiscible. Here we go. I was thinking of musk, I guess. At the same time, you feel the unmistakable sensation of fingers gripping you. What the? A furtive glance downward only confirms what you already know. You watch transfixed as Jay's petite hand slows and her grip relaxes. That was amazing. Oh, she's not screaming to the heavens. That was amazing. You turn your head silently and stare wide-eyed as she basks in the afterglow. Oh, please, God, sis, let go of it before. With her eyes closed, Jay practically purrs and she smiles wistfully. It wakes up. With its trademark bad timing, your cock twitches cheerfully to notify you of a hand job in progress. Really, that's how it does it. Oh! Jay's eyes blink open and she looks at her hand still gripping you. Hello again, little. Jay glances up to confirm you are still asleep, only to make astonished eye contact. Grim! Jay sits bolt upright as if cattle prodded. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! Sis! Oh hell no, don't call me that. Not for at least... What's the statute of limitations on something like this? Like I'm an authority. Jay, calm down. How can you be so chill about this? What did you think was gonna happen when we hopped into a bed together naked? Man! How many times have you had to say that to a woman that regretted? Well, what did you think was going to happen when we hopped into the bed together naked? Were we going to play Tiddlywinks or Connect Four or Monopoly? No! I already asked myself that. And? The answer changes every time I process it, like Schrodinger's cat. Is it in the box or is it not in the box? Did you just compare quantum uncertainty to physical intimacy? Can we make fun of me after I've had my meltdown? Relax, we both know where this might lead. Well, yeah, but that was before you said, the thing. What thing? The thing about wanting all the things! So how does that change any thing? Because what if I wanted all the things too, and then I went straight for it? Jay eyes your crotch like she's picking the suspect out of a lineup. That thing. It's okay, I wanted this. But I'm... your... we're... two consenting adults who once shared a sibling relationship. Ew! A shower. I need a shower. Jay wraps herself in a towel and shoots you a deeply conflicted look. Please, sit down. Let's talk through this. I promise you'll feel better. Jay hesitates for a long moment of pained indecision before abruptly turning to leave. Slam. We've been teasing each other for days now. We knew where this was going. As the minutes crawl by, you walk through the previous evening in your head. I didn't push her into anything. She acted on her own. Maybe she wasn't thinking straight after the accident. No, I wasn't listening. She told me what was wrong. The question is, what am I going to do about it? Go check on her or give her some space? I don't know about that one. I'd like to save. Whatever this is, I'm done running from it. Grabbing another towel, you walk down the hallway towards the bathroom. That felt right to me, and it clearly felt right to her. True to form, the bathroom door is locked but failed to latch. Bursting into the bathroom, you see Jay drying off after her shower. Grim, what are you doing here? Wordlessly, you approach the shower while Jay looks at you uncertainly. Tomorrow, okay? Let's talk tomorrow. As you stand directly in front of Jay, she places an unsteady hand on your chest. Grim, I'm so sorry. I blew our chance. You take one of her wrists in either hand and press her up against the wall. What are you doing? In spite of her tone, there's no mistaking the latent hunger in her eyes. You thrust your mouth against hers and kiss her forcefully. Moan softly. You'll have to imagine it. Jay writhes and rubs her thighs against you as your tongues intertwine. You drop your towel and draw Jay into another passionate kiss. As the heat between you intensifies, her fingers return to your cock. I was beginning to think you wouldn't follow me. I wasn't sure you wanted me to. If I didn't, I'd have picked a bathroom with a working lock. About what you said, if there's an answer for us, it's not in our past. Jay smiles seductively and begins stroking you more confidently. Then let's focus on the present. But we have to be smart about this. We have so many eyes on us. I can't speak for them, but my eyes feel right at home on you. You're not so bad yourself, if you're into that boy band look. You turn her around and press her against the wall, kissing her neck. As your right hand cups her breast, she thrusts her ass back into you. Jay gasps as she feels you slide your cock against her dripping sex. This is being smart about it? You'll see. Slowly, you begin rocking your length along her sensitive labia. Oh, that's... Your right hand teases her nipple while the other pulls her back into you. Pant. Well, what are you doing to me? Oh my god, it's too much. All at once! Jay instinctively thrusts lightly back into you, forcing you into her thigh gap. I guess she has a thigh gap. Yes, oh fuck, that feels amazing. Huh. The cadence of her movements telegraphs her surrender to instinct. Lubricated completely by the fluids of her arousal, you accelerate your pace. Her breathing deepens and you begin to feel a familiar tension build in her body. After years of sustained denial, your senses are ready to be overwhelmed by her. Fuck, I'm not even inside her yet and I'm about to lose it. Better up my game. Your fingers increase their tempo on her nipple, and you feel her whole body shudder in response. Her breasts come in ragged gas as your fingers and shafts stimulate her. As your thrusts gain momentum, you bring your lips to her ear. Think it will feel better coming on me this time? Jay's body shivers uncontrollably as your cock, voice, and fingers shatter her composure. Yes, so much, yes. Oh fuck, you're gonna make me come, Grim. Me too. Oh, fuck, this feels unbelievable. Just like before, the thought of taking you over the edge amplifies Jay's lust. Her moaning intensifies as she grinds her clit against you feverishly. Say it again. Sis, you're going to make me come. Oh my god. Ugh. Oh, there she goes. Jay throws her head back into as her body shudders uncontrollably in orgasm. Don't stop, Grim, I'm still coming! The sound, scent, and sensation of Jay's climax takes you with her. Half a lifetime of repressed attraction explodes from you like a freight train! Ah, fuck! Ah! Ugh! Ugh! Feeling your release, Jay looks down hungrily as you erupt between her legs. In fascination, Jay watches intently as your cum paints her thighs and the wall. As the fury of your orgasm subsides, you're left reeling. Shots fired. Achievement. Jay turns in your arms and pulls you into another kiss. I don't know what I was expecting, but I have no words. The moment evaporates as a familiar voice interrupts you. I can think of a few. Oh my god! Lisa! The mystery of the prodigal son's forbidden love didn't take long to solve. What are you doing here? Looking for you. And now I've found you, and a whole lot more than I bargained for. The captain will be pleased to know that Jay's feeling just fine. Oh, and drop by your room when you're done, Grim. We need to talk. As the door closes, you look grimly at Jay. This isn't happening. I'll go deal with her. Returning to your room, you find Lisa waiting outside the door for you as expected. So that was the big secret? You and your sister? It's not open for discussion. Let's go inside. We need to talk. Polygene Annex, Hot Labs, Republic of Tonalu. I'm back, Sophie. How did the tests go? Excellent. We have no candidates in our pool who have presented so late. That's great. After seeing her again, I was afraid we missed our window. Very nearly, but I am optimistic. not least of all because Lisa has just given verbal authorization to begin treatment. Mallory stares at Sophie for a moment in stunned disbelief. Thank you, I don't have the words. Please exercise the utmost discretion. This is a leap of faith, and George did not overstate the risks. I promise I will. I should go sit with her. She's had a very long day. I will join you when the final test is complete. Your test. Why do I get the feeling Amanda won't be the only one having a long day? She wouldn't have been, regardless. The sunset was damaged in the storm. I gather that Jay was swept overboard and very nearly drowned. Oh my god, is she going to be okay? It's early, but things look hopeful. And what about Grimm? He's fine. You know, your interest in the boy is the yacht's worst-kept secret. We're just good friends. The hours you choose to visit his stateroom say otherwise. The computer in front of Sophie beeps and the doctor peers at the readout. Suddenly her expression changes from curiosity to stunned confusion. Not possible. What's wrong? We'll run the test again. Please, Sophie, this is the only reason I'm here. Just tell me. The test could be wrong. We both know it's not. The doctor stares in shock at the screen for a long moment before answering. You are not simply related to Sarah Campbell. I'm not? Sophie turns to look at Mallory incredulously, tears forming in her eyes. If this is accurate, you are Sarah Campbell. Booyah! I saw that coming a mile away! Oh, shit! Well, damn! Mallory considers you an ally. Mallory wants you in her life as a friend or a lover. Based on the results, it's probably gonna be friend! I don't have an Oedipus complex. Trust, 19 and 22. Jay trusts you implicitly, even when you disagree. Love, her intense love for you is rekindled, but at a crossroads. I'm your sister! I'm your sister! Okay, so this is an interesting turn of events. You begged your sister, and you found out that your mother, or a clone of your mother, apparently is on the ship. Wow, this is getting pretty crazy, guys. By the way, this wasn't written by a husband and wife team. It's written by two guys. One of them's actually in Philly's server a bit, posts some special renders from this game. Oh, yeah. So, I've seen a few of those. And, hadn't really talked to him much, but it's a very well-written Alabama family wedding game. Well, I'm your sister. Well, I'm your mother. I'm my own grandfather. This ain't making a hell of a lot of sense, is it? But at any rate, hold on. We're going to continue that much. All right. Chapter 5, Crossroads. All right. It's here. We're going to leave it off. At Prizer headquarters 16 years ago, we're going to find out how all this shit happened. Why Mallory is his mama, and I don't know. To be fair, as we know from the original game, as we know from the prologue, that Jay is not his blood sister. Yeah, it's weird, but she's his stepsister. I mean, that's not exactly like, it's not something you want to do, and I'm sure people have done it, but it's better than being his actual blood sister, right? That'd be kind of messed up. That's like summer with Mia, and we already got that going on. So let's try to not keep it in the family this time, right? So at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more crazy stuff on Chasing Sunsets. Yeah, it's wholesome, but especially wholesome if you live in Alabama.